to Scallywag and the Battle of Stinky Bottom.
Stinky Bottom.
King Colin was a foolish man with a very little brain, but in his ancient castle was a library all the same. He mainly kept the shelves stocked up with donuts and baked beans, but he sometimes bought in comic books and football magazines. His forebears, though, unlike the king, were men of great discerning, who had filled this room for many years with wisdom, truth, and learning. One Sunday, Colin told his queen, "By diddums, toodaloo, the royal tum-tum's grumbling for a little treaty poo." So he shuffled to the library for a snack and a relax, but just before the donut shelf, he stopped dead in his tracks. Yes, for the first time in his life, a book had caught his eye. It was a big and old and cobwebbed. It was dusty, dark and dry. The spine just seemed to draw him in. And although he wasn't clever, he managed to make out the title. It said, "How to Live Forever." Intrigued, King Colin grabbed it and began to turn the pages, until his wife appeared and said, "That donut's taking ages." "Good Lord," she gasped, "is that a book?"
"I think so," he replied. "At least it seems to have a lot of words and other stuff inside."
"But listen, this is marvellous," he bellowed with a chortle. "There's a giant golden sausage that could make us both immortal. Just think how weepy you would be if Diddums went and died. We need our finest knight for this." "Sir Scallywag," he cried. "I know you're only 6 years old," the king began explaining, "but all my other knights-at-arms are off at knitting training. And besides, they're all so hopeless that they'd not know what to do. And you're the prince of danger. You're the king of daring do." Sir Scallywag said, "Highness, I am ready and I am armed. Now tell me all about this quest. Your wish is my command." "Ride through the forest," Colin said, "for 20 days and nights, until you reach a lake that's lit by pallid, ghostly lights. You'll smell it long before you're there. It's putrid, rank and rotten, and everybody knows it by the name of Stinky Bottom. And when the moon is high and full, you'll hear the swamp trolls sing, and there before your eyes, you'll see the most amazing thing. A golden sausage, bright and clear, should rise up through the mists and glow with a celestial light that no one can resist."
"Retrieve that golden sausage, which will make me live forever. It will match my underpants as well. How's that, old bean for clever?" "Good luck and farewell," King Colin said. "I'm off now for a doze. Oh, and one more thing. I'd probably take a clothes peg for your nose."
So brave Sir Scallywag rode out beyond the castle door and much further through the woods than any knight had been before. At last he reached the forest's edge and swiftly started choking.
"Oh, this stench is foul," gasped Scallywag. "I thought the king was joking."
And sure enough, as he looked up, he had to rub his eyes. At least 100 filthy trolls were eating swamp slime pies. And every troll who gobbled one would hiccup, cough and curse, and then they'd do a giant belch, or something even worse. And all the while they sang a song about what they were eating. "Oh crikey," thought Sir Scallywag, "they're going to take some beating." Just then the moon broke through the clouds and shone its silver light, and Scallywag bore witness to the most amazing sight. A giant golden sausage rose atop a slender column, and all the trolls looked on with awe, their faces pale and solemn. Then suddenly the king troll cried,
"Begin the dancing song,"
and all the other trolls cut loose and sang and danced along.
"The sausage," said Sir Scallywag, "that's what I've come to take."
Then swiftly he unsheathed his sword and strode across the lake.
"Hey, not so fast," the king troll cried. "What do you think you're doing?"
And in that vile and stinking lake, a battle started brewing. Sir Scallywag fought bravely, but he knew he was outnumbered. There's only one thing for me, he thought. And they're at least 100. There's only one of me, he thought, and they're at least 100. But I've noticed something strange, he mused, about how they're behaving. Food songs seem to make them eat, and dance songs start them raving. And now they're singing fighting songs, it looks as though I'm losing. So I'm going to sing a sleeping song and see if they start snoozing. The lullaby the brave knight sang made all the trolls feel dozy, and one by one they snuggled up and lay down, warm and cosy. He speared that golden sausage, galloped homeward at full speed, and appeared before the king and queen atop his trusty steed. "Your sausage," cried Sir Scallywag.
"Oh, thank you," sighed the queen. "It's simply the most wondrous thing I've ever, ever seen."
"Let's feast on it tonight, my dear," the king said to his wife. "Oh, how I am looking forward to an everlasting life." He took the golden sausage to his kitchens and said, "Please prepare this as casserole with chips and mushy peas." But the chef's dog grabbed the sausage and he scarpered down the lane, where he gulped it down completely and was never seen again. The dinner was still served that night upon the royal carpet, but with sausages the chef had bought from down the local market. The king and queen knew nothing, but you still can hear them say, "Oh, diddle-dums, I adore you. You look younger each and every day." And what become of that poor old dog? Yes, that's the only question. Well, you'll find him in his bed with everlasting indigestion.
What did that mean, Dad?
So, you may not live forever, even with that sausage stew, but for a life that's full of happy, just be good and kind and true.